Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم to another program of the Youth Station at IRIB English Radio.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother.
Oh, you're here.
Yes, I'm here as well.
Right, so in the studio we've got Sister Asma here.
Now welcome. I know that I have the talent of being invisible.
Yeah, well, that's a superpower that yes. Many people wish. Have you ever thought of leaving where you were born or where you grew up and going somewhere else?
No.
All right. Have you seen people who've done that?
Of course.
And have you seen people who've done that and then regretted that they've done it and returned to the place that they were originally from?
Yes, of course. Since we are human beings, we see many incidents upon different issues.
And people do make mistakes since they're humans. Why do they
migrate?
Leave? Why do they do that?
Well, I guess, first of all, we have to differentiate. Since I know you're very much interested in etymology of words, I would like to ask you a question.
Right. No, I am certain that I do not know the answer. So you can just go on and answer yourself.
So there's a difference between actually migration
and immigration.
Immigration.
Right, what is it?
Immigration is typically something that is going to happen, like you leave your country forever.
Right.
And migration is sort of doing that for a job, or maybe after you afford enough of money, or I don't know, study.
Right, whatever
education.
Purpose you had, you fulfilled yes. it and you came back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fair
yeah.
enough.
So there's a difference, a ton of difference between these words, and we just wanted to differentiate between them at the very beginning of our discussion. So why do people go for migration?
That was my question, but that was a smart move that you just threw it right back at me.
It's a circle, you know.
Yeah. Be it immigration or migration, right? One has to have certain requirements that he or she may not see being fulfilled mm-hmm. in the place they are.
Yeah.
It's another debate that whether it's got anything to do with reality, whether that requirement was possible to be fulfilled in that place that they were in the first place, right?
Yeah, of course.
But we're talking about their perspective,
mm-hmm.
the way they see it, right? Well, they see something is missing. Mm-hmm. They feel that there's something incomplete.
Yeah.
That may be around their society, or that may be because of the limitations that they feel around themselves, right?
Yeah. Or sometimes it happens that people do travel beyond the borders of their country for education.
Yeah. Why though?
Why? In order to improve themselves.
Right. But why not the place that they were in the first place? Why would they choose to leave that place, right? Not
yeah.
go for that specific
because
thing, whatever
they,
it was.
Just as you said, there is an illusion perhaps in their brain.
Right.
That
that's as we said, that's completely different whether it's true or not, right?
Uh-huh,
that's completely different. But mm-hmm. what they see is something has to be completed.
Uh-huh.
There is something that's incomplete in their minds,
so
right?
So you say that the main reason to go for migration or emigration, whatever, is to find some more of facilities.
Facilities might be one of the things that they see incomplete,
mm-hmm.
right? They see that this place, the time around, lacks something,
uh-huh.
right? Let's go from a very small thing, spectrum, which is a guy, he is a family,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's a rebel, for example. He's a rebellious
yeah.
young lad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he sees that in this city, like, you know, people will just change their cities, not even just countries, right?
Yeah,
city, from city to city, right?
Yes.
That youth might see that in this city, everyone knows me, right? And my mom and dad, I'm just a phone call away. They know where I am, right?
Uh-huh.
I can't do whatever I want to my heart's
yes.
will, right?
Yes,
I
yes.
want that liberty. I want that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be separate. I want to be independent, right?
Yeah.
So that's a type of escapism, right? This lad leaves a city, goes to another city, leaves the country, goes to another country because he wants that liberty, right? He wants no chains around him. He wants to be free, right, in that sense. So he leaves that country. So he leaves that country or the city, whatever. In this example, this young man or young woman felt their lack of freedom, right? In this certain example, right? Another young person or a student might leave their city, their country, go to another country because they think that the field, the profession that this person has chosen has not been fully discovered in the country that they're in.
That is very true,
Right?
Yeah, so that's very true.
Yeah. So they see that the education standards or level, or even if the education is right on the dot, but after I've done my education, I don't get enough jobs over here. I get underpaid, for example, right? So they see a certain lacking, a certain sense of incomplete. I'm going to take a break from talking. Are you tired?
No, of course
not. Oh, well, I am tired.
Because we're having some very interesting stuff. We discussed on some very good things.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Shall we carry on?
No. So you mentioned some very important factors for migration. One of them was freedom, searching for freedom. The other one was to complete something that you feel is incomplete.
Right. Even freedom, like in my opinion, in my opinion, even freedom itself, all of it is like sub-topics or sub-branches or offshoots of what missing something.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. I accept that. Well, let's make it more real and come back to the real world.
Wow, so I wasn't being real.
No. I mean, we were talking about the reasons as if they were something metaphysical and talking beyond the curtains. We were just talking about the reasons behind those migrations that happen in the real world.
That's going to be a very, very long...
So, you see, we see many people that would love to leave Eastern countries in order to go to West. And by West, we specifically mean United States of America.
Right.
So many people had this illusion one day at a time in history that there is a dreamland, which is America, and when they go there, they would fulfill all their dreams and everything is going to be so pitchy. And out of nowhere, they're going to turn affluent, wealthy, rich, or they would have so much of, I don't know, tools for their lives.
The standard American dream.
American dreams. Now, we see that people who lived in that time turned into lost generation because there actually was not such a thing called as American dream. And right now...
Yeah, people actually needed to wake up from the American dream.
We came to this point that people of America are searching to have some other places to go for.
Right. Are all of the
people... not used to... Actually, not all of them.
Right.
We're not used to hear this, you know... People from West trying to find a new country to go to.
It does happen all the time, right? Within the West, for example, you'd see people from Britain leave Britain, go Canada, settle up over there. And you'd see people from different places that move from their certain country, from their country to another country.
Yeah. But, you know, nowadays, the reasons have changed.
Reasons have changed?
Yeah.
Right. What were the reasons before and what do you think are the reasons
now? You know,
now,
even if they have enough of facilities around them, they would search for another country to go for. For example, the people of America right now are not suffering from these sort of issues, you know. They have wealth and perhaps they have prosperity, but what they're searching for is perhaps peace.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, all what we see in the news, like,
there is a lot
harshness.
Of poverty in America.
Yeah.
There is a lot of poverty in America,
of course.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's not talk about, we don't mean to judge, but let's not talk about the people low who are under the a line of poverty, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about people, as you mentioned, wealthy people, rich people,
they seem
right?
not to have any problem in their life.
Right. As an outsider, I'd see them and yeah. I'd be like, you don't have a problem. You've got mm-hmm. mansions, you've got villas, you've got cars, you've got a family, you've got everything, you've got money, you've got yeah. influence, right? All these things you've got in your pocket. Why would you want to leave that place, right?
Yes.
Those people, yeah, that's a big question mark. Why would they want to leave mm-hmm. that place or, you know, leave that comfort zone that they've made for themselves? They spent their entire life to construct that comfort zone that
yeah.
they were in. Now that they have it, why do they choose to break free of that zone that they've developed for themselves?
Exactly. You know, I've been reading an article in Forbes.com and it talked actually a bit about the reasons behind that. And it says that the reasons for that range from different things, be it political, racial, or as the Supreme Court has passed some laws regarding abortion, or, you know, safety issues, I mean, peace. These are the things that are very common in there right now
mm-hmm.
as the reasons for people to migrate from there and find a plan B, sort of a country or city to go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned abortions because since the court has mm-hmm. ordered abortions to be illegal in certain states in the United States, and the president cannot overrule or overlook or revoke the law that has been made by mm-hmm. the court, right?
Yeah.
But here he is. What does he say? He says, right, people who want an abortion done and it's illegal in their state, they can just go to another state, get
yeah.
their abortion done, and return to the state they were originally in.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
It's not like always migration would happen from a bad place to a good place. Sometimes people would do migration from a good place into a better place or into a moderate country even.
Right. But let's go back to the first thing that we discussed, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that good country, in that wealthy country, in that so-called stable
yeah.
country, right?
Mm-hmm.
That person who is deciding to move from that place, go to another place, is certainly sensing an incomplete feeling around himself, right?
He
feels something's lacking
yeah.
around him, which is why he has to leave.
Well, just to give the gist of what we were talking about to our dear audience, I would say that we're talking about migration or emigration, whatever.
Just, moving around. We're talking about
yeah, moving around, leaving your country into another place. Well, we said that there are different causes for that, different factors. And the main idea upon that, as the brother mentioned, is just the fact that you feel something is missing around you and you need to complete it
yeah,
to find
yeah,
it somewhere
yeah.
else.
Yeah. Your idea of perfection is
yeah,
something that
yeah.
you go after.
That's very interesting. Yeah, perfection is the thing that would lead you into migration
right.
and leaving your recent place into a different one.
Yeah.
You
might define completion in a certain way and another person might define it
of
another
course.
Way.
Yeah.
Right, but they're all after what? Completion.
That is very true, yeah. It's a general fact.
Yeah.
So thank you, dear listeners, for staying around. This was all the time that we had for today's discussion. Thank you for choosing us. Until another session, I bid you farewell.
If you did not choose us, you better choose us.
Yes, there's no other way for you. And I will leave you to the never slipping eyes of God.
I have what I have. My love is strong. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker, abiding in silence with patience and guidance. When I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, and my love, my